You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Kentucky, hiking along the Great American Whiskey Trail, a rolling tour of six operating distilleries, providing an educational journey into the history and cultural heritage of distilled spirits in the U.S. Juke joint, honky tonk, barrel house, roadhouse, saloon, pub, tavern, bar, speakeasy, rum room, gin mill, or watering hole. Sure, they also had fancy names like the Macomba Lounge, Club Alabama, the Plum Room, and Small's Paradise. But in the 40s and 50s, these were the only venues for musicians to hone their craft. Artists weren't afforded the luxury of the studio as part of the creative process, such as Les Paul would be first to enjoy. But make no mistake about it, these clubs were also venues for folks to dance, confabulate, and most importantly, get juiced, smashed, inebriated, ripped, tipsy, sodden, intoxicated, slosh, plastered, loaded, blotto, tanked, lit, soused, pickled three sheets to the wind, or just plain drunk. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, let's pay homage to drinking songs. So we'll call this installment the Rhythm and Booze Review. We'll explore the incredibly popular, often hilarious, yet short-lived Bacchanalian music. We'll hear from artists who built careers around drinking-related material, those who wish to remain anonymous, and the miraculous elixir Hadacol. For your lifelong teetotaling host, this may seem an odd choice of subject, but 30 minutes of sonic social inversion won't hurt me. Mr. Magnificent, Floyd Dixon, had a few drinking songs in his repertoire, Wine, 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 and Moonshine, but the Texas-based pianist would likely have been relegated to obscurity had it not been for the Blues Brothers' reverential cover of his 1954 drinking classic and his biggest hit, Hey Bartender.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end, I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
Piano god Amos Milburn nearly single-handedly popularized R&B drinking songs. Starting in 1950, he had a string of boozy hits. Thinking and Drinking, Let Me Go Home Whiskey, Bad Bad Whiskey, the follow-up Good Good Whiskey, and his 1953 classic One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer.
One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so I have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, it takes all night long. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One Scotch, one.
Humor is a staple with any drinking song, and songwriter Rudy Toombs delivered with his 1952 tune, One Mint Julep by the Clovers. Look no further than the title for the joke, which was considered an aristocratic white southern woman's drink upon which our young black male protagonist gets drunk on. Toombs also wrote One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer.
Julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. because of it all. I don't want to bore you with my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep. A man in julep. A man in julep. A man in julep. One man in julep was the cause of it all.
When a country artist with serious aspirations had a hankering to record rockabilly, he had to have a pseudonym, and Corky Jones is as good as any. Before he hooked up with Capitol Records and future stardom, Buck Owens recorded 145 worth of rockabilly for a tiny label in 1957. Here's Rhythm and Booze.
Wow, wow, woman, yeah, it's brought on my blues. Well, she warned me once and then she warned me twice. But that woman found out that I don't take advice. It was rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues. If I'd listened to my mama, if I'd listened to my dad, I'd be sleeping on a soft feather bed. But there's just some things that man can't be told, and it's me for one, and I just got to be shown. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm and blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues.
Use the sobriquet King of Rhythm and Booze to describe Amos Milburn, but I crown the more obscure Jimmy Liggins. The oft-overlooked Liggins tend to be overshadowed by his more successful brother Joe, and his songs would find greater success with other artists like Cadillac Boogie morphing into Rocket 88. But he had such a cool loping rhythm to his music. Here's 1953's Drunk.
Drunk. Drunk. Drunk, drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with a swimming in the head. Reach for the pillow, miss the whole darn bed. Drunk, drunk, drunk. Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk. 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 Drunk, drunk, drunk. drunk. It's a low-down dog life, spent on the bar. Dust till dawn, then that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk, 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 drunk. I keeps on drinking, takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try you just one more time. Drunk, 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 drunk.
Some records can lay claim to the birth of rock and roll, the birth of rockabilly, and the birth of ska. Roscoe Gordon's accentuated offbeat rhythm, known as Roscoe's Rhythm, was what Jamaican Islanders latched onto and turned into ska. Let's listen to 1956's Let's Get High, a term that used to mean getting drunk prior to the advent of harder drugs the next decade.
Honey, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. Honey, let's get high. We're gonna have a real good time. We're gonna start out on whiskey. We'll end up drinking wine. Let's get real drunk. Let's let it be our ruin. Let's let it be our ruin. Let's get so high till we wonder what we're doing.
We can all remember the I Love Lucy episode where Lucy gets drunk doing the commercial for Vitamita Vegemin. Well, it was actually based upon a real nostrum, Senator Dudley LeBlanc's infamous Hadacol. The tonic was sold in dry counties because its 12% alcohol content was listed as a preservative. But for Dudley, things came to an end when the FTC noted that it had no curative properties. But let's be honest, no one bought it for that. Here are the Traineers with 1952's Hadacol.
Shoe. so many children, she didn't know what to do. She wanted to go out and have a ball.
What happened?
So she bought herself a couple of bottles of Haddock, Haddock. Was a real hep cat.
That's me.
His head was round and his face was fat. Now the reason old Humpty had that great big ball, the fool got high on Haddock, Haddock.
He was one of the first and youngest New Orleans R&B artists to record in the 40s, and probably the least remembered outside the Crescent City. He recorded as Mr. Google Eyes, but his real name was Joe Augustus. In 1949, he recorded No Wine, No Women as a commercial for the Monogram Wine Company, even though he was too young to drink, although he did recall part of the session payment being a case of wine.
Wine, wine, wine.
Some more.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. Don't drink and drive. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Wayne Wheeler. If you'd like to tap some keys, please send your email to wmet@mail.com. Let's turn the mic back over to Jimmy Liggins for his ode to the greatest effect of drinking, denial. Best known from Albert Collins's cover, it's 1954's I Ain't Drunk. This is Matt Masters, and you're in Open Air.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby, start the fuss, and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. And don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I wanna pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.